podcasting now.
You're listening to a Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy podcast.
Although after a little getaway last weekend, you know, to hang out with some buddies and play golf and stuff like that, I'm trying to eat a little bit better this week because I was eating a lot of garbage. You guys saw that. My picture of my beer and banana split and everything, but life was sure good.
Yeah, you ballooned up, though.
No, I did not.
See it in your face.
No, I did not. So during this little, I have to tell you guys a story because while we were having the beer and my banana split, we're chatting about stuff, you know, as friends do when they get together. And I have to tell you guys a story. Don't you like stories?
Yes. Nothing better.
I like this one. So one of my buddies has a friend of his who I guess is in some serious hot water with his wife and a group of her friends. And it's because of something that spilled out of his mouth. So I guess one of this guy's wife's friends had breast augmentation surgery.
Okay.
And he says it was one of those cases where the before and the after was quite dramatic. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, she's spilling out of her shirt.
From like an A to a D.
Something like that.
It's a beautiful thing.
So when this guy saw his wife's friend, he commented on it.
Oh, hell no.
No, wait a minute. Hold on.
To the wife or to the friend?
To her. The woman who had the breast augmentation.
The friend.
He saw it.
To the D.
He did not go, hey. You know, he didn't do anything like that.
That's too bad.
Apparently what he said was, hey, you look great. You must really be happy with how the procedure turned out. You look terrific. So in other words, he was very cordial.
Okay.
Quite polite.
Complimentary. He's like, yeah, you've got to be very happy. That turned out great. You look beautiful. Well, he said that the woman acted a little put out that he had said something, but apparently she also called his wife because when he got home, she blew up at him. And she said, you don't ever, ever make a comment about a woman's breast augmentation.
Right.
Now
like, duh, duh.
Well, now, wait a minute. His defense was that she had the surgery. This was not a health situation. Just clearing that. I don't want those phone calls.
Right.
Okay.
There was nothing to do with that. It wasn't a, oh, I just want my clothes to fit better. This was a, I want to get as large as I can. And he said, how strange that you know every woman in the world who's friends with her is going to comment. And yet he, as a guy, is not allowed to comment. It's a double standard. And I think he's got a point that it's a double standard. Because if her girlfriend said something to her about it, nobody cares.
She was probably talking with her girlfriend about it before it
happened.
And then
he interrupted?
You're telling
me. Hey, excuse me.
It's a total double standard, but there are a few things. Like, we're allowed to talk about certain things, we as females. And you guys, I'm sorry to say, cannot comment on this list of things unless we invite you into it. But it's okay because you make more in the workplace.
But though,
so that's the cancel. Well, that's
somehow this turned
unnecessary.
This turned really bitter.
Don't you get them to be noticed more and have people say, oh my gosh, you look great. I mean, you're getting a compliment.
So this guy was sitting around drinking a glass of Chardonnay with this woman and she said to him, oh my God, I just want to get big boobies so everybody notices. Because that's the way you're making it sound.
You sound very angry right now.
Don't be angry. We're just having a conversation here.
I'm just,
she
like,
apparently,
it makes sense.
That was her thing, is that she wanted to be very large, and she became very large. And his point is,
you look great.
If the guy's wife had said something to her about it, nobody blinks.
Mm-hmm.
But if he says something about it, he's in trouble.
Medical stuff aside, I mean, don't the ladies get these for more confidence? Like, I'm speaking because of my wife. We've had this conversation. She's like, I would feel, I mean, she's engorged right now because she's breastfeeding, but she's like, this would be great
Did
on a
you
daily.
Just say
she's engorged.
Your
Dom.
Wife is engorged.
That's
like
all
a
Dom's
moo cow.
Thinking about right
it's
now.
It's very scientific, Dom. She's engorged. She's a moo cow right now, but she's like, man, I feel great because I'm filling out my shirts. I feel a little more confident.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So why would you not want somebody to say, holy cow, you look great right now, and that just boosts your self confidence?
Well, how come you can't say then? You look great. You don't have to say, oh, because of this, because that could make someone feel more self-conscious.
Wouldn't that make that surgery and the money you spent on that totally worthwhile,
if
though?
You know,
I'm getting noticed.
Maybe
now?
If you approach it just from a you look great point of view. But that's, I mean, really, like, there, it's just one of those things that it's, you don't talk about a woman's boobies unless she says, hey, look at my boobies. If she actually says that sentence.
She's kind of saying that with that V-neck. I mean, she's saying, hey, look at my boobies.
The problem here with this conversation is that as a man, okay, if we say anything in answer to what you just said, it sounds as if we're saying, oh, she's dressing like that. She just wants it. And that's not how I'm trying to come across.
Okay.
I'm saying that if she has stated to everyone, I did this so that I will get noticed and I want to stand out, if you'll pardon the pun. If somebody says something about it, why are they
honest to God, she say to this guy, or does he just know that?
He just knows it.
He knows it through his wife,
yes.
Which means that she told the wife and not him, which backs up my point that he's not allowed to just directly address it.
Why would a woman not get in trouble for saying it?
Well, because they already had prior conversations.
No, any other woman.
No, what if this woman had no idea who she is? Like, put the woman in the husband situation.
You even said yourself,
just a
there's
friend.
A double standard.
It's a total double standard. Well, because that's our people. Standard? Well,
what's
I
the
also,
opposite for a guy? What is it that women can't say to a guy?
Yeah, don't tell me I look good because I've been working out, all right?
Well, I'm really uncomfortable talking about your vasectomy these past few weeks. I'll tell you that much.
Don't comment on it anymore. No more.
How your twigs and berries doing?
I feel uncomfortable, please.
Were you in the pool?
Not now.
Is it cold outside?
Not now, I'm uncomfortable. I barely know you.
Where'd you go?
Give me your boyfriend's phone number. I'm going to call and tell him that you were talking about my
junk.
I testes. Also don't think that a stranger would go up to a woman and say, hey, you look great after this procedure. We're a little more genteel.
But if it's a stranger, they wouldn't know that she had.
Exactly.
She's not a stranger. She's a friend.
If this they know each other.
So, but he wasn't in on the conversation.
Well, I wonder if I'm on an island. 303-631-1MIX, 631-1649. Do you have the island of large breasted women?
We'll need a flotation device to get off the island. Just saying. Call now.
Trying to make long story short here, a guy saw a friend of his wife who had breast augmentation, and we are ruling out, so you don't get angry phone calls here about there's nothing to do with health or anything like that.
Yeah.
It was cosmetic. She was like, I want to be much bigger because I just want it. And so when the guy knows her, when he saw her, he said, here's what he said. Hey, you look great. You must be very happy with how all this turned out. You look terrific. So he wasn't like, hey. He
honk, honk.
Yeah, he wasn't doing that.
Oh, that's darn.
That was a very nice comment.
We're talking about the double standard that the woman's girlfriends can say something. Guy friends cannot. Teresa wrote in. She goes, Dom, you mean well, I'm sure. But no man can ever, ever, ever talk about a woman's parts unless it's her smile.
Oh, Teresa, I like that. Or eyes. We like eyes comments.
Eyes and smiles.
Or hair.
Here's just don't say, did you get your teeth whitened?
Every line is full. Here's Kristen. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi, Dom.
So can he say something?
No, absolutely not.
No.
I'll tell you why.
You could say something, though, right?
I'll tell you why it's not a double standard.
Okay.
Because women are allowed to say anything.
Yes.
About each other's parts because we are not sex objects to each other, whereas we are sex objects to men. So any remark, whether it be friendly or
in the 21st century, you must acknowledge that women can be sex objects to other women.
Yeah,
well,
they
that's
can.
True, but most
See?
Of the time,
yes.
It's when you're speaking to your girlfriend or a gay guy friend, it's not going to you're not going to be you know
well,
it's not
what
be,
if he didn't mean it in a sexual
yeah,
way
what if he just thought you look great
you look terrific
then well, how come he just didn't say you look terrific why did he have to add on oh
because
of the procedure.
She announced to the world that she was having a procedure so he's acknowledging
she didn't tell me I'm the world she did she told her girlfriend
I got them done to be noticed
hey it's going to be interpreted no matter how friendly or not as a come on. It just is.
No, this
because
guy's married.
Women, we've been hit on and we've been
Ashley
sexualized
Madison.
And we've been.
Are you angry at men?
You've been worshipped.
No, I love
I think too.
I'm just wondering if I just not. I'm not
That's
accusing.
Not
I'm just asking.
You've been treated like a goddess
so
too.
Pleasant.
It's just conversation.
That's not a fair thing to ask, Dom. I love men. I think men are wonderful. I'm just telling you, as a woman, I've been harassed. I've been sexualized.
No, I understand that.
Comment,
but you can't say it's not. It is a fair question, and you answered it, so that's good.
No, but I don't think it is a fair question.
Right, she's allowed to have these things and not be angry at men.
I don't know you, Kristen, so it's a fair question for me. You could have said, yes, I am very angry right now.
No.
See, because I don't know you.
But I understand that, but I have not come off as angry. I'm just saying that as women, we, you know, from a very young age, mm-hmm. all of us have been.
It's because you're so pretty and you smell so good.
Yeah, your hair is beautiful.
I can't help it. You're nice. You know,
that's not the same thing as looking at a woman's chest and commenting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
true.
Saying my hair is pretty is not the same thing, is it?
I don't know, because I find hair to be a very sexual object
Me
on
too.
A woman.
Well,
I am turned on by a woman's hair.
How about the hair on my back?
So now we've just determined that people
are different.
Hairy.
Kristen, I love you.
I love you, Kristen. Have a great day.
I love you, too. I've talked to you guys a few times. I know.
Oh,
I mean,
we'll keep calling.
Yes.
Yeah.
You hot young thing.
Yes.
Oh, well.
You have a great day.
Take care, mate.
Thanks for being
here. Go make me some lunch.
Thanks for being a good sport.
What? It just slipped out.
Here's Sierra. Hi, Sierra.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going well. Do you agree with Kristen?
I don't. I must be one of the few women in that category that just don't agree with it.
Why not? What do you not agree about?
Well, I mean, if you're going through that whole procedure, spending the money, and then someone does it in a nice, complimenting way, I mean, why would you get offended by it? You obviously got them for a reason. You don't want anyone to notice, then button up and don't let them know.
That's what I'm saying. Wear a sweater during the summer.
Button.
A nice baggy
there's
sweater.
A whole reason you didn't do it just for yourself. I mean, maybe deep down it was for your own personal preference to make yourself feel better about yourself. But if you're out there flaunting them or showing them and someone gives you a nice compliment and saying, you know, your money well spent, why would you get so offended for him and then go throw him in the doghouse with his wife?
Yeah. Now, Sierra, let's just point out something here that the motivation for each person is different too, because there are women I know who get that procedure done so they do just have more self-confidence, or that their clothes fit better, or for whatever reason, that's cool. But it's unfair to say that there are not some women who go right out and say, I want every set of eyeballs in the room on me.
Right.
Because, and I can say that because I have more than one friend who has told me that. Jeremy and I have a mutual friend.
Well, and you can tell by the way they dressed. If they go and get them done and then they're wearing a really low-cut top, obviously they got it because they want people to see. But if they're still dressing, you know, with a nice sweater or a regular t-shirt and stuff, it's not to go flaunt.
Yeah, and I'm not saying there's anything, and I'm not being critical. I'm not saying there's anything wrong, but I mean, Jeremy and I have a mutual friend. She went from
small,
very small, to
large,
huge. And she said, she wears a bikini like 9 months out of the year because she wants everybody to see.
Show them off.
She once told me it was the best $7,000 she's ever spent in her life. And she's thrilled that everybody makes her the center of attention.
But your friend, this gal that we're talking about, we don't know if she was in a bikini or up on stage with big flashing lights that said, I got my boobies done. And, she could have just been wearing a nice mock turtleneck and pearls, and he could have said that, in which case maybe it would have come off.
Why
as
did
a little...
you have to throw the pearls in?
Nobody wears pearls. She's not 80.
Sierra, you are delightful. Thank you for calling.
Thanks. Take care.
Have a great day. So I'm just saying, I mean, people have different motivation, and there's nothing wrong if somebody wants it. Look, there are guys who go and pump iron like crazy, and it's not necessarily for health reasons. It's because when they walk in the bar wearing those tight t-shirts, they want every woman to turn and look at them. Is that fair?
Oh, yes, fair. I love a man
that's
in a tight
totally
t-shirt.
Fair.
A nice Ed Hardy t-shirt.
It's just naive to say that there's not both men and women who change and alter their body so that they can be, you know, the animal out in the wild that gets all the attention.
Let me ask you this. If you were talking to Jeremy about something that you say you were going to get colored contacts or something, and you told Jeremy about it, and you told all the guys working here, but then you didn't tell me. But then I go to you and say, oh, dumb, hey, looking good. I really like those colored contacts you have on or whatever. It's almost like a breach of trust, too.
Because he's not crazy.
I wouldn't care.
No, he'd be like, yeah, don't they look great?
Let's take a couple of their calls.
My eyes are up here.
Here's Kelly. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
What do you say? We got to be pretty quick, but what do you say?
Okay, well, I think that women that would like to have their breasts enlarged and everything, they're doing it mostly because they want the attention. Okay, let's face it, in the bathroom at work or whatever, every woman's in there filling those boobies. You know, look
what?
At the
Asian,
you know, all the women
really?
Are out there.
Tell me more about this.
Where do you work?
What restroom is this? Yeah, we'll need an address.
Can you take a selfie?
They have it done. They're talking about it. They know prior to, you know, it's okay. Like, and the guy's supposed to say, oh, nice eyelashes. Are they real? You know, it's like, it's not... It's not fair to do that. And if the man or if a woman is so upset about her husband saying something, maybe she has issues where she should maybe find a different type of friend. You know, if she's worried about that, maybe maybe it might be that woman might not be a suitable friend for her. If she's
she'd be a suitable friend for me. Kelly,
let's find a restroom.
I thank you for your call. I hope you have a great day.
Okay, and you.
Thank you for being here.
Chris, let's go to the bathroom, see what happens.
Shirts off.
We have time for one more quickly. Here's Cindy. Hi, Cindy.
Hey.
What do you say?
Oh, my God, Dom. I love you, Emily, but I think it's ridiculous. I'm totally with Dom.
Hey, that's okay. Everybody makes mistakes.
Okay. I think if a woman is making that choice, number one, that was her friend, and she knew her friend was probably going to share it with her husband. Her husband said something, I mean, very nice to her, and I think she's really whacked to get that offended. I really, really do. And I've been on the other side of the fence where I had mine taken down. So been there, done that.
And you look lovely.
I look lovely.
What'd you do with the extra?
She sold them to this guy's friend.
Is it in a jar somewhere?
George is no fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bless your heart. Listen, I appreciate your call. Thank you for listening, okay?
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Bye now. So we're not trying to upset anybody. I mean, we're just talking here. It's like our. Well, there'll be more of this kind of talk at our happy hour this afternoon at the tavern in Littleton. Yeah.
We always might, talk good rack.
We
will comment on your breastises.
Yes. So.
Dom's going to be outside the ladies' room. charging a cover.
In all these years, I didn't know that's what you ladies were doing in there.
That's why you're in there
so
long.
That's why we go in pairs. That's, yeah.
Did I hear her right that she said women, when they go in the restroom,
at work, too.
At work. They feel themselves.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
I feel like she lives in a comic strip, though.
I want to know where this is going on.
Yeah. That phone call made my whole day.
Man.
Make sure you like us on Facebook. Just search Dom in the Morning with Emily and Jeremy.